There you go. Okay, so we were talking about Birkas HaShachar and all the halachas before davening. So I saw over Shabbos an interesting aura about Birkas HaShachar. I'm giving a different shir on Shabbos morning in the Kol about emunah and things. So one of the things that I saw in the Sefer, he says that all the brachas that we say here are in Lashon Hoyveh. That means that it's in the present tense. Even though we're talking about our personal situation. Like we said, the Sfardim, according to the strict halacha, have a different minhag on Birkas HaShachar than Ashkenazim. I don't know if that's what they practice anymore, but that's definitely according to the strict halacha.
So we have a different order.
Yeah, a different order, right. Totally different. But according to the Shachon, the Machaber really paskins that as you get dressed in the morning, you say Malpi Sharumim, right? Each thing as you happen. Ashkenazim, you know, you just line it up in shul and that's it. So that means you're making it on your personal hana. So when you wake up in the morning and you see, you say Pokeach Ivrim, that you're not blind, right? So it's a big chiddush. Why do you say that every day? I got it. I got the gist already. I'm not blind. It means you created me with eyes that I could see. Some people are born blind, some people aren't. So why are you saying it in the present tense? So you see like that, you see that from here, the idea is to internalize that it's always happening. It's a new bracha every day. There's a new bracha on everything that we have. Is every day it's happening. The fact that a person can walk, perhaps a person can see. The person, it's not just say, okay, you made me with legs. That's not the bracha. The bracha is, today my legs work because you gave them to me again today. So the idea is to constantly re-establish this idea. The only one which is in past tense is the one about the shoes, which I don't know pshat on that. And I even saw in the Levush, which is a previous sefer, he says that one bracha is in Lashon Avar, and we don't know why. I don't know why. But the thing is, the rest of them are in Lashon Hoyveh for this reason. And so what we spoke last week is that you come late to shul, what should you do? Should you rather skip Psukei Dezimra to catch up? We'll talk about the details of today. Or do you say Birkas HaShachar after Shachar? So Shlomo Zalman says you're supposed to say Birkas HaShachar before davening. You're not supposed to, you know, fumble it around and skip it. You're supposed to actually say it before davening if possible. Now, what I wanted to go through is a little bit. There's halachas of Birkas HaTorah, but I think that we're pretty much familiar with. Just I saw one chiddush in Shlomo Zalman about Birkas HaTorah. So Birkas HaTorah is a chiddush, unlike all the other brachas. It's the only other bracha on a mitzvah that's d'oraisa. All other brachas are d'rabbanan, but Birkas HaTorah is a d'oraisa. So that means if you have it's a pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. That means Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call over Hashem, Havu Godel Elokeinu, then I'll be then I can start learning. So you first say the bracha, and then you learn. So that's a makor d'oraisa for Birkas HaTorah. So that means if a person's in doubt whether or not he said Birkas HaTorah, he has to say them over again. As opposed to every other bracha, it's not like that. If a person is wearing a tallis and doesn't remember if you made a bracha, you continue wearing your tallis without a bracha. But to Birkas HaTorah, the chiddush is that you always, it's always their eyes. Yeah. Now, if a person didn't say Birkas HaTorah before davening, he's Yotzei Birkas HaTorah with Ava Rabba, because Ava Rabba says all the ideas of Birkas HaTorah. There's a lot of details in that, and I'm not going to get involved in that necessarily. Yeah. Oh, this is breath. Breath is here. So, now, one chiddush I saw, interesting chiddush. So it's Yadua. There's an isser. You're not allowed to learn before you say Birkas HaTorah. Now, not only is it a mitzvah to say Birkas HaTorah, but it's also an isser to learn before you say Birkas HaTorah.
Avraham's a shrine.
So the question's like this. First of all, are you allowed to think about something in learning before Birkas HaTorah? So for example, let's say you walk into Shul Shabbos morning. What? I had a Rebbe, Rabbi Shariyeli. His father was a big tzaddik, he's also, but he said that his father would get up, he would get up in the morning, wash Nagavasar, say Modani and Birkas HaTorah. like in his pajamas. And then while he's getting, because he, the second he woke up, he was already thinking and learning the whole time, till while he was getting dressed and everything. So therefore, so he said it like with Moda'ani, like in one. So maybe he went to the bathroom, whatever. But so I'll tell you an example. For example, let's say you're walking to shul Shabbos morning, and you're walking with someone, and he tells you, you know, a nice vart that he heard on the parasha. So are you allowed to hear that vart before you say Birkas HaTorah? So, Lemaisa, if someone's talking to you, you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah also, because you're hearing the Torah. So if you're not allowed to hear it before Birkas HaTorah. So now, what's your options? You say, listen, I can't hear the Torah. What's on the news? Let's say you don't know it. You don't know it by heart, and you don't have a sitter. So now, what's your choice? You could either tell the guy, you're walking to shul, you don't have a siddur, and you don't know it by heart. And now he wants to tell you a vart.
Listen to him and say the
So
you can ask him to tell you a joke instead.
Right, so I'm saying, so I have a good vart. Well, I can't hear the vart. So you have a good joke? So what do you do? So Maisa, I wasn't sure, but I saw Reb Shlomo Zalman says that's pasha, that the iser to not learn with is only derabanan. The mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah is deraisa, but the iser not to learn without it is derabanan. The iser of wasting your time is deraisa. So obviously you're better off.
Minus one of Vera,
it's still better off. So you're still better off listening to the vart. Listening to the vart, and also it's probably chesed also, because you make the guy feel good. And even if you heard the vart, you know, there's a famous story with Rabbi Zalman. That Rabbi Zalman was, Rabbi Zalman had a Talmud, and he had a chavrusa with the Talmud, and he was in his office learning with this Talmud, and someone came in, knocked on the door, and said about a different Talmud, Reuven, you know, he was learning with Shimon. Yeah, Reuven just became a chassid. Oh, mazel tov, say, let's make a l'chaim. And that, another Talmud comes in 5 minutes later. Rabbi, I want to tell you something. Reuven became a chassid. Really? Mazel tov. Let's make a l'chaim. 10 Talmidim came in and he made a l'chaim with each one of them.
Wow.
So
he had a drinking problem.
Yeah. So he told the Talmud Shimon that was sitting with him, he said, of course I know that it's true, but I can't take away the hanah of the person coming to tell me that it happened, right? So if a person has a good vart for you, you know, oh, I heard that one. You want it, let him say it. You know, so that's what Shlomo Zalman's psak. Shlomo Zalman's psak is that you're allowed to hear the Dvar Torah, or you're allowed to learn if you're in that type of situation without saying Birkas HaTorah. Now, what about hearing a recording in the car? Let's say in a car, some people have recordings in the car, a shir or something, right? So you got to hear a shir before you say Birkas HaTorah. So that Shlomo Zalman is more meikel on. I've heard other people, because there the person's not talking to you. See, if the person's coming and talking to you, it's like the principle of Shemaya Ke'oine, right? Whatever you hear is like, but if you just hear it you're yotzei in the midst of Talmud Torah, but it's not mamish like Torah, and therefore, it's not a problem.
It's going to make a difference whether he's talking to you or not. It's Torah.
The Maisa, it's Torah. So you're hearing it. What do you care if you...
What did he say? I didn't hear what.
No, he's saying it's which that's why it's a chiddush what Rav Shlomo Zalman's saying, but right. He's saying you still don't understand it really. What's the difference if you're hearing it on? I was saying from Rav Shlomo Zalman that there's a distinction whether someone's telling you of art or you're still recording. If it's a recording, it's not being told to you, and therefore it's more generic. And therefore, it's just like you're hearing it, but you fulfill the mitzvah. So that's the problem. If you're fulfilling the mitzvah, so then why don't you have to make a bracha on it? Exactly. Maybe you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Exactly. That's why it's a chiddush, this thing. Now, what about stamazoi, just thinking and learning in yourself that you don't have to make a bracha? We paskin. The Vilna Goyen held yes, but well, we paskin no. Now, if you ever saw Rabbi Feigenbaum over here, his father-in-law, I don't know if anyone here was zeichet to meet his father-in-law. His father-in-law was Rabbi Yisrael Wolfson, Zatzal. He was nifta not long ago. His father-in-law was a person, first of all, he knew Kol HaTorah Kula, Mamish, Baal Peh. He had photographic memory and Lemaisa, he was a person, he paskin on himself, that he's an oinus on thinking and learning. Meaning he can't control himself. So he would think and learn, he said he's allowed to think and learning even in places that you're not allowed to usually learn. Because he can't control himself from thinking. Gosh, it was unbelievable, Madrega. He was so, you know, you're walking in the street, you could push it, you know. Anyway, it's a different world. But anyway, the point is, okay. Now, by the way, nice vart, just a nice idea, is that we paskin that even though if you think about a vart, you don't have to make a bracha, but if you write it down, you do. So what's the difference between writing and thinking? Either way, you're not saying it. Let's say you write down a vart. Let's say Alan's emailing out a dvar Torah. He's typing it up before davening. So you email out a dvar Torah. So you're allowed to write down a dvar Torah before davening. So. No. So listen to this. It's a beautiful vart. Okay.
It's
true.
Now, you might not remember it later.
Okay, but still, at the time that you're thinking, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings down like this, a mamshim, gishmak, a very nice vart, that the ideal form of learning is learning to teach. Lilmoid ulalame. You're supposed to learn and teach. So if you're thinking and learning, there's no way anyone else could ever benefit from that. Because you're just thinking about it to yourself. If you say it out loud, maybe someone's next to you, they can hear it. But if you're just thinking about it yourself, no one can benefit from that. So it's not the ideal situation. But if you write it down, someone else could benefit from it. Someone else could learn from it. So it's the form of learning which is also enables you to teach. So that's kind of in Birkas HaTorah. So that's an interesting idea. Fine. Anyway. Now, continuing on, if a person forgets and all that, we're not going to get involved. But I just wanted to go through a drop just before continuing the halachas, is the seder of the siddur. Because that's the seder in the halacha. But it's very interesting, if you look in the siddur, I was just talking to someone today, they're like, I don't know, all that stuff is there, you know. So there's a whole bunch of things right in the beginning. So right after the Birkas HaShachar, so there's imprinted in the siddurim is the Akedah. It's the parsha of the Akedah. Now, if you look, it's in the very first page in the Mishnah Berurah, in the whole Mishnah Berurah, the very first page. It's not the first page, but it's the first siv. He says that he's supposed to say the Akedah every day. Now, I don't know if most people know to do that, but there is a minhag to say the Akedah every day to remember the Chasavos. Okay? Now, the next thing in the Siddur that people say is La'olam Yehei Adam. Okay? Now, most of the tefillah, who composed most of the tefillah? Is the Anshek? Yeah, David HaMelech obviously is Tehillim. But the people that put it together is the Anshek Knesset HaGadolah. The Anshek Knesset HaGadolah were during the time of the Nevi'im, of Beis HaMikdash and everything. The tefillah of the Olam Yehei Adam is probably the oldest tefillah that we say, almost. It was composed by Eliyahu HaNavi. This La'olam Yehei Adam was composed about tefillah, and it was a musar to his people and his generation. So Eliyahu HaNavi wrote this down, wrote this nusach, and we actually say it in Ne'ilah. A lot of this is what we say. But the idea is that it's musar. If you read it, it's like musar. You start your day off, and it tells you what you're supposed to be doing that day. So it's just interesting to know. It's mamash a very old, old tefillah. It's from Eliyahu HaNavi, he wrote it. So, now, that's what it says here. Now, in addition to L'olam Yehei Adam, so we say Shema Yisrael. Now, we're not saying Shema for the mitzvah. So what are we saying Shema for over here?
For the culmination of
this. Yeah. So it's part of the Olam Yadam. If there's a Medrash, the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every morning gets up and he says like this. He says, how could it be that here? He looks around and he looks at the non-Jews and he says that there's theaters in the world, there's beautiful palaces in the world, but I don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset about the Churban HaBayis. So he decides, you know what? He wants to destroy the world. That's what it says over here. It says, B'shah Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mabit Ba'olamoy. He looks in the world. V'roye Bate Tartiriyah Sebate Karkasiriyah Yosh V'betach V'shalva V'beis Mekdashenu Chorek. So who mistakel ba'apilyon elamay lahachrivoy? So he wants to destroy the world. So what happens? Kivon she Yisrael nichnasim shachris lebatik nifias lebatim medrashes umiachtin shmoi va'omrim shmai Yisrael miskaptin kol malachi asharis itla kodesh baruch hu va'omrim lefanav atahu atchelin nivra ha'olam. So the Medrash says that kodesh baruch hu looks at the world. He wants to destroy the world because there's no beis hamikdash. So the Malachim say, no, but Klai Yisrael just said Shema Yisrael. They were Kabbal O Malach Shemaim. So who? What do they say? So the Malachim say, Atahu Atchelon Ivra Olam. This is the response of the Malachim. No, you see, you were created, Atahu Atchelon Ivra Olam, you were here forever, and there's still one people, right? There's still Klai Yisrael, still remembers you. So Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't destroy the world. So the word of this tefillah is a Kabbalah O Malach Shemaim, that we're being Makabal, the all of Malach Shemaim, that Hashem is the Melech. That's an interesting thing. Okay? Fine. But that's the idea of this first Shema. It's not to fulfill the mitzvah. It's to recover all Malach Shemaim. Fine. Now, interesting next thing is the Karbonis. What's with Karbonis? People say Karbonis, they don't say Karbonis.
What's it? Growing up, we never said it.
Growing up, we never said it.
Never.
What does a regular shul do? You say Kaddish 5 minutes. You say Kaddish 5 minutes after the printed time.
Whatever it is, it is.
So lately, I see that they say Ezech Makom.
So they say Brachas out loud.
Brachas out loud.
And then Olam Adam.
Although sometimes when somebody does say the Akedah, and people are not so happy about it.
Right.
And then Shema.
Right.
And then Ezech Makom.
Okay. So in the middle. Is
that what?
Okay, so
the idea of davening is the
right. You don't have to. Yeah. So the question is, why? But the tefillah is the carbon, right? Not the pesukim. Okay, so this is what gets very complicated. This carbonus thing, because you want to do the carbonus, and it's very important. It's in the first siman of Shulchan Aruch. It's not even brought down. Tefillah. It's brought down like when you wake up in the morning, say Karbonis. It seems to be very important, but yet no one says it.
I thought I was the only guy.
Well, yeah, listen. You could see.
You don't say it?
I mean, I'm on tape right now. But the thing is, but the thing is, it's not so much the general minhag to say all the korbanos printed in the siddur. That's for sure not. So what's the story?
The words are very hard.
So why is it in the siddur? And the words are hard. So the truth is like this: is really the ideal is you're supposed to say korbanos. Because the korbanos, Avram Avinu got the bris ben habasarim, right? And he got the bris ben habasarim, and he was told, "Oh, don't worry. Even if you sin, don't worry. You're always going to have korbanos to be able to be mechaper." So Avram Avinu was nervous. So what's going to be after the korban? So Hashem said, "Don't worry. You can say the psukim. You can say the psukim of the korbanos. It's like you brought a korban and it's gevaldik." But so it really is a very important thing to say karbonis. Lamaisa, a lot of times people don't say. So there's a Tvua Shor. The Tvua Shor says is that really, if you've been daik in the Chazal says you have to. If you learn the inyanim, it's also like you brought a karbon. So you don't necessarily have to say the psukim. You could learn about the karbonis. And it's also like you brought the karbanos. What? Okay, so now, Now, I'm not, again, let me be maxing something. Avada, if someone's going to have extra time, if someone's going to schedule into their schedule time to say all the karbanis and they have time for that, it's gavaldic. I'm not taking away from that. That's for sure the best. Okay? But Lamaisa, I'm trying to explain what's the minhag ha'olam amongst a lot of people that they don't say it. Why not? So the Tefillah Shor explains that you could learn the halachas of the karban, it's also like saying the karban. Okay? So therefore, it's like this. After the karbanis, like you said, Pesach, is that after the karbanis, there's a minig, there's a, in the sitters, Ezeo Mekoimon. Ezeo Mekoimon and Rabbi Yishmael. What are we saying with Ezeo Mekoimon and what are we saying with Rabbi Yishmael? And why do we say it? So, Ezeo Mekoimon has nothing to do with karbanis. Ezeo Mekoimon is a separate halacha, that it's a perek of Mishnayis. So, the takana was that part of the davening, you put in a perek of Mishnayis, so that every day you learned a few psukim, because you said Birkas Kehanim, and you learn a full perek of Mishnayis, and then you learn Gemara because Rabbi Yishmael is Gemara. Why is Rabbi Yishmael Gemara? Because it teaches you how to make drushas. Because the whole Rabbi Yishmael is the 13 ways that Chazal have to make a drasha. So therefore, you learn Mishnah, you learn Gemara. Right? Now, by the way, in Rabbi Yishmael, it's interesting. In Ezeo Mekoimon, why did we choose that perek? Of all perekim to choose, why did we choose that perek? Maybe we should learn a different perek of Mishnayos. What? But Mehmed Likin. Yeah, why do we say this perek? So Mishabur brings down, it's the only perek in the whole Shas. In the whole Shas, it's the only perek that there's no machloikis in the whole perek. There's no Beis Shammai Oimrim, Rabbi Hillel Oimrim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Divrei Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. There's no machloikis in the whole perek. So therefore, Mishabur says that's why they chose this perek. Okay, I'm going to tell you a Mordek Avart also. This is a Avart that we were in someone's house in New York and he told us this Avart from the Vilna Gaon. It's a very interesting thing in the Mishnah. These things are Mishnahis about the Korbanos. But the idea is to learn Mishnahis. It's a pair of Mishnahis with no machloikas. Now, it says here that the halacha of the Korban Shlomim is that since it's Kachrim Kalim, means it's a light level of Kedusha, you're allowed to eat it in the whole city. Okay, but the Lashon is, it says, I'm talking about the Kachim Kachim, Kachim, the Oila, the Chatas, the Kachim Kachim. So where do you have to eat it? You eat it within the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Lashon is, it says, V'necholim lefnim min hakeloim, which is, it means it's eaten within the curtains. Within the curtains was in the Mishkan, it was written, that was the area equivalent to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Har Bayis in Yerushalayim. In the Mishkan, it was anywhere in the Keloim, in the outer curtain. So the question is, why the Mishnah refer to this area as the area surrounded by curtains? If this Mishnayis is written in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it's way after the Mishkan. The Mishkan was in the Midbar. Now we're already, we're beyond that. So it should say, you can eat it, it's within the Har Bayis. Why does it say Lefnim min HaKeloi, which is referring to the Mishkan? You understand the question? So the Vilna Gaon says, why is there no Machloikas in this Perek, and every other Perek there is a Machloikas? Because every other Perek, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and said Halachas, and every other parak, there was machlokes, because some people heard Moshe Rabbeinu say this, some people heard him say that, the Messiah got lost, and eventually the Mishnayis weren't as clear as they were when they heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Memela, they had to come up with new stuff. Not come up with new stuff. I mean, but there was a machlokes. What the Messiah was, so it was a machlokes. But this parak, for some reason, was kept exactly the way Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to Klal Yisrael when he came down from Sinai. And there's no machlokes. So when Moshe Rabbeinu said the halacha, that you have to eat chatos on the Har Bayis, what did he say? In the Kalayim, in the Mishkan. That's how he told it to them. You have to eat it in the Mishkan. So this is the exact Mishnah that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. So therefore, never changed over into saying it in the language of Beis HaMikdash. Because it said exactly, it's kept exactly the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it over to Klal Yisrael when he came down from Har Sinai. So that's why he refers to it as the Mishkan and not as the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable, Var. From the Vilna Gaon. So this is the only perek in Shas that the words of the Mishnayis is exactly never changed from the way Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to Klal Yisrael. Okay? I mean, everything else is still the Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's Machlokes. Fine. So anyway, so it comes out that you say brachas. You say loyal mihei adam, to be makabel ol malchus shemaim, to make Hashem proud of us, that we, you know, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, but we still remember about him and he doesn't destroy the world. Geshma. Then we say zimakayim to learn Mishnayis, and then we say Rabbi Shmuel to learn Gemara. But we don't say karbonis. So what's with the karbonis? Right. A lot of people, many places, don't give enough time to say karbonis. Let's put it that way. So,
you can say during the day.
Oh, so of course you could say it during the day, yeah.
Right.
No, but that's brought down. That if you, it comes down to it, you should not. I'll tell you why you took it to Zimmer now. Okay? Now, so the Bechor Shor, it's a sefer Bechor Shor, he writes that the Pshat is the reason why. Or I don't know the reason why, but he says because if a person has in mind when they're saying Ezeu Mekoimam, that they're having in mind, besides that they're learning Mishnayis, they're having in mind the idea of the Korban, so that's also equivalent to saying Karbonis. Because you don't have to say the Torah Shebeksav of the Karbon, you could say the Torah Shebalpeh of the Karbon. So what's the Torah Shebeksav of the Karbon is the Pesukim, but the Torah Shebalpeh of the Karbon is the Mishnayis. So Perek Ezeu Mekoimam is the Mishnayis, which is full, it says all the halachis of all the Karbonis. So therefore you're Yoytze, the Indian of Karbonis, if you say Ezeu Mekoimam. So that's why Ezeu Mekoimam has a dual role. One is that you're Yoytze saying Mishnayis every day, and one is that you're saying Karbonis. However, both of those things only apply, all right? Both of those things only apply if you know what Ezeu Mekoimam means. Because if you don't know what Ezeu Mekoimam means, first of all, you're not learning, because it's not Mishnayis, you have to understand what you're saying. And second of all, you don't fulfill the Indian of learning the Karbon if you don't know what you're saying. So it's Kedai to figure out what Ezeu Mekoimam is talking about. I'm not saying that this is ideal. Of course it's better. I'm saying this is a safer Bechor Shor says this.
Yeah. The time factor here during davening, what is the most important part that we should...
Okay, so Rabbi Felder in Lakewood, I was in the Shir in Tefillah, and he asked Rabbi Yashiv, and he asked Rabbi Yashiv, he said, I'm giving a shir in Lakewood Yeshiva. What should I tell the Bachurim? That is the most, that this part of Kabbalah they have to say, and this part they don't have to say. So he told them, what you have to say is, you have to say Zel Mekoimon, and you have to say Rabbi Shmuel, and you also have to say the Parsha of the Talmud. The Talmud is there's one of the Korbanos is the Korban Talmud. Those psukim is kedai to say also. The Korban Talmud. The Ketores and all this, the Zohar brings down. If a person says the Ketores, nothing bad is going to happen to them that day. And it's Moir the Kashmir, it's great things. But the Maisa, if you say the Korban Talmud, and you say Ezeu Mekoimam, you know, that's the Iker core stuff. Okay? So, but that's what I would say.
Learning in gym at the same time.
The Karman Atomid and then Ezeu Mekoimam. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to go
through. What did you say before? So, if you do say, want to say Karbonis, but you don't say during the davening, you say it later, is there a time frame for that?
Oh, no, you could say during the day.
During the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see anyone talk about how late you could say. Yeah. Yeah, the Talmud Shal Shachar is possible after the Zman Shachar, Samaisa. I don't know. I didn't see anyone talk. I saw people talk about how early you could say the Talmud. If you're allowed to say it, you know, before daybreak, and you're not. The Karbonis have to be said, even though we said, you know, Brikas HaShachar, you could say it at night still. Brikas HaShachar, if you wake up at 4 in the morning, you could say Brikas HaShachar. But Talmud, the Karbonis, you can only say after day, after Alos HaShachar, because the Karbon Talmud is a Karbon. And there's also some opinions that say the Karbon Talmud, you have to say standing up, just like a Karbon, you have to do standing up. So, Lemaisa, you're asking a good question now. How late could you go with the Karbonis? Can you go past the Zman?
The Karbonis
Well, that's what I'm looking up, trying to find them.
For the actual Kabbalists.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were. They were only brought, allowed to be brought from the day, and the Tumid was only brought till Chatzos at latest. The other Kabbalists, Chatas, and all those were brought the whole day. So that you could say, Zem Kaimun, you could say. But Rabbi, and Rabbi Shmuel, obviously. But the actual parish of the Korban Tamid, I don't know. So anyway, that's the idea of Ezema Koimon. So it's very confusing, but it's a delicate thing. Because it's confusing, because Ezema Koimon also talks about Korbanos. But it's really a different idea. That's what we're saying. Ezema Koimon, the idea is to learn Mishnayis every day. And Lemais, if you have to know what it means, because then you have to learn Mishnayis. After, it's also Lemais, since you're talking about Korbanos and you're learning the Mishnayis of Korbanos, if you have in mind, this is my Korban, then, you know, you're yoked to that Indian of saying the Korbanos. Now, if someone, the truth is, it's not brought down in this Siddur, but I think in a difference in other Siddurim, there is a Yiratzon a person could say after the Tumid, after the Chatas, let's say, if a person knows that they did an Avera that they have to bring a Chatas for, they could say Yiratzon that this should be considered my Chatas. You know? Speak that out. So that up now.
The article does.
The article has that. Right. Now, Shlomo Zalman says, by the way, that if a person has a lot, he doesn't have to say his name coming a thousand times. You don't have to, you know, okay, I turned three lights, it happened to me three times on Shabbos, I turned on a light by accident. I mean, if so, is that what happened? So you have to bring three chatois. It depends, but three different weeks, let's say. Every week, for 3 weeks in a row, you turned on a light. So you have to bring three chatois, pashtas. So, unless it's misasik. So, Shlomo Zalman says he never found anywhere that a Baal Tshuva, let's say, he said that we're talking about the Russian Olim. He says these people never did mitzvahs in their life. So now they have to say, the first thing they do when they become frum is, okay, sit down for a couple of hours and say Ezem Koyman, you know, for a couple of hours in a row to pat up all your chatois. You don't find such a thing. Yeah, but he still had to bring Korbanos for what he did, unless it's an oinus, unless he doesn't know. If he's an oinus, he's an oinus. Okay, so it depends on the situation. But if it's so Lemaisa Rabba, he says you say it once and you have in mind these are various. That's what he says. Okay, now that's a Korbanos. If you want, at 9 o'clock, I can go over Ezel Mokoyman to explain what it means exactly, so that we know, because it's not so complicated once you learn it through once, but if you never learned it through, it could be you don't know what it means, so you miss out on part of the Toeles, part of the Iker Toeles. Okay, now Eitan asked a question, and I'm going to explain the question. We're up to Korbanos now. So we did Brachis, Brachis HaTorah, Korbanos. Now comes Psukim de Zimra. Now Psukim de Zimra means it's Psukim, it's all Psukim, it's all from Tehillim, and it's Shvachis to Hashem. Now, the structure of Psukim de Zimra is that there's Baruch She'omar in the beginning and Yishtabach in the end. Baruch She'omar is a bracha and Yishtabach is a bracha. Right? Now, really, technically speaking, the whole idea of this is that it's one long bracha. It starts with Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Olam Tishbaris and it ends with Yishtabach. So it's really one piece. It's something which is surrounded by brachas on both sides. Oh man.
This is my Rashir.
So the Baruch She'omar is the beginning and Yishtabach is the end. So in the middle is all the Shirais and Tishbachos that you say. Now, Chazal say, the halacha says, that this is well known, that if you come late to davening, and you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, which is the main part of Shemoneh Esrei, main part of the, is Tefillah B'Tzibur, so the halacha is you're allowed to skip parts of Psukah Dezimra to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur. This is a well-known halacha, very convenient halacha. This one everyone knows. And you're allowed to skip parts of Psukah Dezimra to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur. Okay? So what he was asking was, Eitan, why would you rather skip Psukah Dezimra and then skip Korbanos? Maybe say Korbanos, And then, if you have a choice to say full Psukah de Zimra and skip Korbanos, or say full Korbanos and skip Psukah de Zimra, part of Psukah de Zimra, which one is better? Right? So we skip Korbanos. So the question is why? So the reason is because really, everything in the Korbanos, all the Psukim, is really part of a bracha. It's like skipping part of a bracha. You're chopping out part of one big bracha. You can't just skip around Psukah de Zimra, really. Psukah de Zimra is one idea. It's from Baruch Shem Amai to Yishtabach. That's why you're not allowed to talk. And we could talk about specifically what you're allowed to say. But Stamazoy talking, you're not allowed to talk from Baruch Shem Amai to Yishtabach. You know, you could say Amen, different things you're allowed to do, but you're not allowed to talk between Baruch Shem Amai and Yishtabach. So, why? Because it's one piece. It's one bracha. So therefore, you don't skip out of it for no reason. Mishabura says that this idea of skipping is not if you're going to do it every day. Because if you do it every day, it says you're mahapich v'tzinoiris. It means that the shefa, there's like a pipe, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, gives us hashpa through the pipe, and the tefillah opens that pipe. But if you skip all the time, you're bending it all the way out of shape.
Zimra should be skipped every day.
Should not be. So you should say the full Psukah de Zimra. Okay. So you're not supposed to do that every day. If you come late one day, you'll have to skip certain parts, and that there's a loch to it. But you don't skip lechatchila, and that's why you'd rather say the full Psukah de Zimra than say than yeah. The Korbanos is different pieces. That's not one thing like that. Okay. Now the seder is the minimum is you would say Baruch Shamai, you would say Ashrei, and it's just Avach. Because if you just say Baruch Shamai Nishtabach, you said the bracha, you didn't say anything in the middle. It's a bracha on saying Tehillim, saying Zmiris. If you just say Nishtabach, Ashrei Nishtabach, so you said a bracha, and then it's like saying Shahakol, you didn't eat. So you said a bracha to Hashem, I'm going to say Shiris and Tishbachas to you, and you said Nishtabach, I'm Mishabach you, and you didn't say anything. So you can't just say Asher, Baruch Shem Nishtabach. You have to say something in the middle there, right? So the minimum is you say Asher. Okay? The order is first you have to say at least Asher. If you could add on the Halalukas, you add on the Halalukas. The order in the Halalukas is the third one, then the first, third, and fifth goes together. If you have more time, then you do the second and the fourth. If you have more time, then you do Yivar Baruch David till Yishtabach. And if you have more time, then you do Hoidu till Asher. But that's the Seder Adar. Now, if a person skips Psukah de Zimra, there's a big machloikas. It's a big machloikas. Do you have to make it up after davening?
If you do 1, 3, and 5, and then you realize you have more time, why is it a machloikas?
Why is it a machloikas? That's what I found, that it's a machloikas. You think it's pasha you do?
Yeah, it's just, it kind of makes sense. Like, you're supposed to say it anyway. So, if you have the time, you should make it up.
Okay, so, that's for sure. It seems like if you have the time.
Is it 1, 3, and 5, and then if you realize you have time, you go back? Or is it.
Oh, so this is another shiloh. Let's say a person said 1, 3, and 5, and now he has time. He realizes, hey, that batfila that said the akeda and everything, he's too young, too slow. So, he has time for 2 and 4 now. So, now the problem is if he says 2 and 4, it's going to be out of order. So is he allowed to say it out of order or not? So l'maisa v'alacha is, it seems like you are allowed to. You're allowed to say them out of order if you realize you have more time than you thought you did. That's brought down. It's a good shaila though. But the question is, you have to make it up after davening. So there's a sefer called Machne Yisrael written by the Chafetz Chaim. The sefer Machne Yisrael was a sefer written by the Chafetz Chaim to soldiers. It was written to Jewish soldiers in the Russian army, telling them what to do. He tells them over there, it's preferable, sometimes they're being rushed, they have no choice, so they have to skip, but it's preferable, he says, to say the Mizmorim again to catch up after davening. So some sfarim want to say, the reason he says it's preferable is he's talking to soldiers. I mean, come on, he's talking to soldiers. They don't have time. But if a regular guy, and you skipped it, of course you should catch up after davening. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it's a chiv to catch up after davening. Although Aruch HaShulchan says it's not, but it's definitely better, that's for sure. That's the Mishabura, the Chafetz Chaim, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky says you should for sure. Okay?
Does the Aruch HaShulchan say it's not because it's kind of a scenario where it's already after davening, so maybe it doesn't count?
It's also, because it's not going to be part of Baruch Shama Nishtabach, and it's not going to be part of the Bracha. The whole idea of Psukah de Zimra is there's Baruch Shama Nishtabach, and everything else is part of that whole thing. But if you said Baruch Shama Asher Nishtabach, so that was your Zmiris. What are you adding on after? So it's not the same. Also, by the way, if a person skipped Baruch Sha'omar and Yishtabach, and because he was really behind, okay, he's not allowed to say that after davening. He's not allowed. You're not allowed to say Baruch Sha'omar and Yishtabach after davening. You, because that those brachas were the seder for sure was to be said right before. That you can't skip it. Bechlal. Okay.
I thought that's the